Greed. Greed is one of those emotions that take up residence in the deepest part of our hearts. It's not easily detectable, and it usually disguises itself as ambition. Greed is always easy to see in others, and most people erroneously believe that it doesn't exist in themselves. But to various degrees, it's in all of us. See, because greed is the excised desire to acquire and possess more than what our needs require. And I venture to say that most of us have more than what our needs require. Because greed says, I owe myself a better job, a nicer car, a bigger house, a long vacation. I owe myself what I work and what I have, and I owe myself what you have. Now, there's no issue with being ambitious. That's actually a good thing. The problem is greed. And a telltale sign of a greedy person is that they never have enough to give. Oftentimes because they're so in debt that they simply can't give. And when they do give, they give of whatever leftovers they have or what they no longer want. Now, the problem with allowing greed to sprout roots in our hearts is that it impacts our thoughts, words, and actions. And greed's words and actions cause God and the people around us to feel neglected. They feel as though they have to compete with our things and desires for more things. Now, the way to squelch the power of greed in our hearts is to practice giving. Maybe that is one of the reasons that Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. But Jesus also said, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. See, greed is one of those emotions that is easily seen in others, but hard to see in the mirror. But unattended greed may eventually cause us to become enslaved by debt. And more importantly, it will adversely impact the most significant relationships in our lives. Nothing has more power to set us free from greed than to develop the habit of prioritizing giving over receiving. As Brian Tracy once said, successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me?